tell me anything you want me to do for you, baby, and I will do for you right away. Tell me what will make you happy, and I will do for you. Mama, jeje, rabi, leche, siye, lo, baby, oh, ha, abofe, boruko. Because of you.
We're the radio station for your mind, body, and soul. Grace 95.5. We entertain. You enjoy.
Thank you. Absolutely. At the right hand of God, there are pledges forevermore. Amazing. It's another beautiful Friday evening happening right now. It's exactly about 4 minutes, or now 5 past 7 o'clock. And you know what happens every Friday evening by 7? We share moments together. It's time for the moments with the Queen. All right, so last week I want to officially apologize while we were on the show with Evangelist Christian Chukwuka. We had a little technical glitch here, and we had to just hold it down till today. But I believe that there were a lot of people who were not listening last week that actually need to be connected and tuned in, and that's why it's happening again today. All right, so we have been looking at dealing with social vices, and that's basically what we have been talking about for a while now. And you know, 2 weeks ago we looked at prostitution, holy, you know, looking at the causes of prostitution and all that. You know, today we're going to be looking at gangster. We're going to be looking at drug abuse. We're going to be looking at armed robbery. You know, a lot of things have been making the rounds recently. And one of the things that we've been seeing is hoodlums does this. Thugs do this. Hoodlums interrupt or do want to into the hashtag NSAS protest. The thugs have done, you know. There's so many things. And then somebody came up to say, don't call these people hoodlums or thugs. Call them what they are. First of all, they're youths, you know, and it's the truth. They are youths, okay? But something has happened, something must have gone wrong along the way that probably has now made them to be identified or to be called the name thugs. But first of all, these people are human beings. So we're going to be connecting once again with Evangelist Christian Chukwuka. And just in case you're actually listening to us for the very first time, just if you're listening to us for the very first time, welcome, welcome. There is always room for more. A very big shout out to Lawrence Uleji, who is supposed to be live with us here on the show, but could not actually be with us for due to unforeseen contingencies. But definitely he will be here next week. All right, so very big shout out to Lawrence Uleji. All right, so right about now, I would be telling you a brief story about a guest who we'll be connecting with shortly. Evangelist Christian Chukwuka is a life coach, he's an entrepreneur, he's a minister, he's a human rights activist, a father, and a husband. He spent over 20 years of his life, actually he said about 27, in Europe, where he was coordinating his drug cartel, and subsequently spending 8 years in a Swedish prison. He is the founder of Abounding Grace Foundation, a non-profit organization dedicated to the reformation of the prison system across Africa. We will be connecting with him shortly, and he will be sharing his story with us. But aside his story, he's also going to be sharing his perspective about why people abuse drugs. Why do we have people who decide to go into armed robbery, who decide to be gangsters? I don't think there's any child who just, you know, immediately the child came into the world to say, you know what, I want to be a gangster. All right, so we are going to be looking at some of these things from the roots as much as the Lord can help us, and thereafter we'll be right back. So I'm going to go on a quick break, and after this short break, when I come back, I'll be connecting with Evangelist Christian Chukwuka. Now this is how it's going to go, the show. If you have somebody who is not in Kogi State and you want the person to tune into this live broadcast, all you have to do is tell the person to click on Chrome, any browser of your choice, grace955fm.com, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world. I'll take that again, grace955fm.com, and you can send in a voice note to contribute. You can call into the show, you know, because once you go on our website, you'll be able to see our WhatsApp number, you'll be able to see our social media handles, and you can interact with us live as the show is going on. And also, if you're listening to us, perhaps you're in Spain or you're in Sweden or you're somewhere that is not in Nigeria and you want to call in along the line, also we're going to be giving you the number that you can call us in via WhatsApp. And it is going to be really fun because we're taking contributions, we're taking questions, and certainly I am guaranteeing you that you will be very, very blessed. So if you know someone who is struggling with a drug addiction, get that person right here. Remember,
it's Moments with the Queen.
Hey. Have you ever listened to the Moment with the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever state you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome! The Moment with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moments with the Queen Community. Remember, transformation is in action.
Guy, you don't see that new funny video for Twitter? That one with the boy.
You mean this one?
What of that brother Shaggy new skit? Where they circulate WhatsApp?
Oh, this one.
What of that meme? Where the guy?
Where mouth open like this, ba?
Mr. Know It All. Which data you dey use know all these things?
Now, glow new data plans get me.
Are you serious?
With just 50 naira,
I dey get 50 MB.
And with just 100 naira, I dey get 150 MB. Where I fit use chat or browse on top Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, and even Snapchat. Don't dull yourself, oh. Dial *777# now. Make you begin the browse, they go.
Glow Unlimited.
Terms and condition apply.
Country people, you don't think
I don't think
Yes, so our Ogbonge program don't under giddy baff our domot again. No problem where you go, they call wonder why. For this one, so we go to reason free will matter, the reality of free will, and the task before us. Where they say, now your hand today, how you want to am. This matter, so now, so from October, now we go to Yanam. Now, Grace 35.5 FM, now they bring this story come on. And now every day from 9:30 for morning and 4:30 for evening, now we go to play am. Last, we go got to slide the matter for Sunday, 3 o'clock for evening. Go reach 5:30 for the same evening. Unado.
Be yet transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
It's Moments with the Queen.
Absolutely, we are under an open heaven. Thank you so much, Miranda Curtis, for this very beautiful song. All right, it is time for us to kick off on our discussion for today, which is we're talking about drug abuse, gangsterism, and armed robbery. And we have with us, connected with us live in the studio, Evangelist Christian Chukwuka, who is a life coach, an entrepreneur, a minister, a human rights activist, a father, and a husband. And he is live. Hello, good evening, sir. Hello, sir, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, all right. Queen here with you, and I'm very happy to be connected with you once again. Good evening, sir.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me on again.
All right. All right, so last week, sir, while we were talking, we actually had a bit of technical difficulties. So I think it's best that we go over it again, especially for the sake of persons who are just joining in, you know, for the first time today. You know, so last week we talked about what drug abuse was. So I think I want us to start from that particular point again. But this time I'll be twisting the question, since we're dealing with gangsterism, drug abuse, and armed robbery. So I would like you to tell us why, in your own opinion, do you think anybody would actually want to go into abusing drugs or into armed robbery or into being a gangster or a thug, you know, as the case may be?
Oh, thank you so much. I think the reason is ignorance, number one.
Okay.
I believe that if you teach them exactly the damages that a drug can cause in their life, they wouldn't even venture to go and test it or try it.
Okay.
Being unaware of the effect in their body and soul is exactly why they get into it. They are fully ignorant of it.
Mm.
And also curiosity, I believe, is also one of the reasons why they want to try it. They want to know why this person acting this way. Let me try this thing.
Mm.
And I also believe that peer pressure is part of it.
Okay.
You know, when you are in school, you see some of other kids doing something that is strange to your family. Maybe your mom and your dad have not introduced this to you, and the people start looking at you like you are a mug or something like that, somebody who doesn't have a clue of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So because of I want to belong to that party group, or you don't want to belong to those rich people group, you want to try what they're doing. And such peer pressure can cause a lot of damage in people's lives.
Right.
Then family background is also one of the problems. Family background is also one of the problems. Mental health, example, depression, rejection is also part of the reason why people go into drug, societal pressure, you know, and inability to handle it. If I think that's been in Europe that caused many people to go into drug, then.
I didn't quite get the last part. You said something about what?
Pressure and inability to handle it.
Yeah,
then you part of.
Okay, inability to handle pressure. All right, I got that totally. Okay, you have actually listed a lot of things that's possibly the reason why people actually abuse drugs. What about looking at it from the place of armed robbery and gangsterism? And when we talk about gangsterism, we talk about thuggery. So why would a person actually want to go into carrying arms or being used as a political thug, etc. many times to curse menace in the society? What are some of the reasons why this actually happened?
Based on the experience of I had as a former criminal, is poverty.
Poverty.
Poverty is the major reason why people go into all those things. And then this peer pressure as well.
Okay.
It's also part of it. And then, you know, I want to belong. And then some other one to feel secure. You know, this when you don't have self-confidence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you don't have self-esteem, What do you want to say?
You said something. You said, based on your own experience as a former criminal, in quotes, you know, you said poverty. So I want to ask you, now you're no longer a criminal. I'm going to ask you to share your story because a lot of people want to actually hear your story, and we're going to get right into that. You know, you're going to talk about your story afresh. But before we do that, you said you were a former criminal, in quotes, and you know the things you used to do, and perhaps one of the reasons or one of the things from what you just said, why what happened with you, you know, was born out of poverty. So when you chose that you no longer wanted to live the life of a criminal, was it like wealth had come? Was it because you found wealth or you found money? Was that the reason why all of a sudden you said, I'm no longer going to be a criminal? Since I have money now, there's no need for me to be a criminal. I can fend for myself. Was that the reason why you chose to let go of that kind of life and move into something else, you know?
Not at all.
Okay,
not
so
at all.
In fact,
as a criminal, when you get much money, you want to have more. When you have money, you want to have more. That's what crime does. It blinds you from seeing the truth and the reality.
Okay.
So what made me to come out of crime was because I encountered Jesus.
Yes, you talked about that. And I want you to keep that story because you're going to share that story. But I want you to tell us, after that encounter, was it like money came? You know, was it like money came? Because if poverty, because that actually is the reason a lot of people who go into picking up arms and becoming gangsters and working, you know, allowing themselves to be pawns used by the enemy, you know, to wreak havoc in society, they say poverty. So when money comes, are these people actually going to stop being thugs or stop being armed robbers? Or, you know, so what is your take on that?
You stop armed robbery when you have self-realization.
Okay.
When you get to know who you are and what God made you to be and what you can really achieve without being a criminal.
Okay.
When you realize these things, if the crime will walk away, you will walk away from crime. And when you understand also that crime causes depression in society, not just only in your life, okay. it causes so many people to be in pain. Okay. If you realize these things, you will not be able to meddle with crime anymore. So I believe that I walked away from crime because of knowing. Having understanding of what crime is what keeps me away from crime, not because I have money or because I don't have money anymore.
Mm.
It was that totally ignorance that get me there before, and when I became aware of what it is and the damage, even when I was in the prison, how my father died, it's not because of my own ignorance, my father wouldn't have died. So when you have this knowing...
Okay, your father died because of your ignorance. Can you throw more light on that, please?
I was sentenced to serve 50 years in prison, and my father heard about it. Can you imagine your son? I'm the fourth one in the family. We have seven children in the family.
Okay.
I'm the fourth one, and I'm the one that look exactly like my dad.
Okay.
We are so close. We are friends. He never knew that I was a criminal. I was very smart, hiding it for him. So when he heard that I was sentenced to serve 50 years for drug dealing, possession of 1.5 kilo cocaine, he started to insist. He became so sick, and he died. So I was the one that killed my biological father too. So this understanding, having the knowledge of what you can do to your family, if you're an armed robber, like what I've been seeing in the Nigerian prisons now, I see so many boys inside the prison, having 20, 30 years, life sentence, death sentence, and they're like, please, can you call my mom and tell my mom I love her? Can you call my mom and tell her to forgive me? And they have spent 14, 15 years inside the prison there. See, when you realize these things, you will not meddle with crime anymore. I met one guy in Benin White House prison, you know, just the one of these guys that escaped from prison recently. They've been there for 24 years, a sister and a brother. They were in prison for 19 years on a waiting trial before they got sentenced to death sentence, you know. And if you hear their story, you can see the regret of what they did. If it's now, they won't be able to do it again. If they come out from the prison now, I can assure you that these guys will not go back to crime because I've really taught them the word of the Lord.
All right.
So it's knowing. Okay. It's knowing.
Okay. So this actually comes by knowing. Okay. So let's get back to you sharing your story. You said that you were in a drug cartel, you know, for over 20 years, and you were caught with 1.5 million. Is it dollars or naira worth of cocaine?
1.5 kilo cocaine is a lot of money. 1 kilo by then costs almost $40,000. And it just, or you're talking about the money that they took away from me. That's over $3 million. That's what they took from me, both house and everything. I lost everything completely. But then, if you want me to share, I thought you want me to take me story
please
now
ahead.
Or
please
later.
Go ahead. Please go ahead now.
Okay. Let me just start from the beginning. I'm going to make it brief because of your time. I was born and raised in a very poor family, in Aba precise, but I'm originally from Newe, Anambra State.
Okay.
And I came from a very poor family. They couldn't send us to school. So what my parents would do is to send only the first one to school among the seven kids. So when that one gets education and get money, then he will take care of it. You know, that's like illiterate mentality. My mom and my dad, they didn't go to school, so they can't offer you what they don't have. So they stopped the rest of us from going to school. I ended up going into trading, doing slavery in Cameroon, almost lose my life, run away from there, send me to Medegri again, send me to repeat death. I was trying to find a way to start a life, starting two different masters, none of them could start me. So I got to a point where I got fed up of starving. And I said to my mom, can you find me something to live my life with? I want to start a new life. So my mom sold everything she had, and gave me about 10,000 something like that, approximately by night to be up to 150 because of that our currency is bad.
Okay.
That was 1980 something.
Okay.
It's late 80s, yeah. So he gave me 10,000 naira. I used that money to travel to Lagos, pay my shop, quarter shop for 9,600 naira. I had only 400 naira left with me. And then I started to struggle in Lagos, trying to get goods from people, sell, make some more profit and all that. In a short period, I got favor from so many importers in Lagos, and they favored me mightily. I became a rich man somehow, bought a car, bought a bus, you know, selling goods for the importers. And then greed came upon me, because once you get that money, and if you didn't struggle so much to get it, you become so greedy, you want to get more. So I started to look for more. I said, let me go in and start to run African countries like Gambia, South Africa, Senegal, you know. But you're going to make more money because I saw hoodies and, you know, enticing the girls. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because it's all about dressing and enticing the girls, you understand? Mm-hmm. So because of that, I jumped into crime. I went to start going to African countries, my money diminishes there. When I found out that my money is almost finished, I have no choice than to acquire Gambia passport. That Gambia passport took me to Europe, see this stuff. Then they had like a Swedish, they start Scandinavian countries and UK. UK, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway. All those Scandinavian countries are treated with Gambia passports. So I paid money to Gambian immigration and got the passport, traveled to Europe, went there, married a woman, got my paper, got everything right, then went into drug business, started to disaster the post life. Destroyed so many lives. Until one day I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, my son, walk away from what you're doing, or you will be destroyed. I never knew that Jesus Christ was trying to save me. I never knew that what I was doing was really bad. I thought that I'm a businessman. You understand? Mm-hmm. So at the point, where I heard that voice, and then I ignored it completely because it doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. I don't read Bible. I don't know Christ. I was born in Anglican church. I don't have a clue what Christ can do or what he knew he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I continue with the crime. 1 month after, 1 month and 3 weeks after I heard that voice, I was arrested with 1.5 kilo cocaine.
Okay.
I was sentenced to 15 years in Swedish jail. That's how my journey began. Inside that prison was when I met Jesus Christ, but it was a tough journey before I get there. I was almost 7 years, I'm almost going to 8 years, before something happened. I was watching this pornographic video on my, because you know, in European prison, like in Swedish prison, you have your television, you have your laptop, you have your things inside your cell room, single cell room. It's like being in a hotel. It's not the same as Nigerian prison, which is hellfire. You know, so I was watching my photographic video that night, and something happened. And my app was control. The channel changed to Grace Lodology. That was an American preacher. And he was like pointing his finger right in my face, say, renew your mind or you die. Don't change that channel. Renew your mind. It was like he's warning me. He's talking to me direct. So I got these goosebumps all over my body. My room was saturated with a kind of cloud. That was the first time I encountered Jesus Christ, physical encounter with Christ Jesus. So I jumped off from my bed. And I began to pull down everything like pornographic magazines on the wall. I tear everything down, turn it apart, and carry all my pornographic videos and throw them inside the bin. And I was locked myself up in the cell for almost 3 days without food. I was, my mouth, my tongue was shaking. That was what, when I knew what is speaking in tongue. I didn't know what it was. So Jesus Christ touched me completely. And from then, I never knew what crime is again. I never make all these phone calls. I don't sleep around anymore. Things changed in my life drastically. And I followed Jesus Christ. After just 2 days, that thing happened. They knocked my door. Remember, they took my passport in the court that I'm going to be deported after my 3 years in jail. They're going to send me back to Nigeria because I had a European passport and a Nigerian passport. So they took away the passport to deport me. But when that thing happened, Jesus Christ, in his infinite mercy, he restored my passport back, restored everything back, and they released me after 8 years. Why do they release me? Sweden don't usually give amnesty. So what exactly happened? That's it. What happened is the reason why I'm in Nigeria here today. What is it? That encounter with Jesus Christ and his mercy that showered upon my life. I want to stretch hands of mercy to other prisoners.
Okay.
That's why I'm in Nigeria today.
Okay, Mr. Christian, you know, so not every person has this has had this opportunity. I don't know if that's the word to use, or has had this encounter like you have, and perhaps people listening to you right now in the prison, and you know, they might not understand that this is their own encounter. You know, this show, they listening to this show is their own encounter. So some persons are actually probably waiting till they will get to you know, have that experience that sends the goosebumps all over. So does a drug abuser have to wait for that supernatural power to come upon him before he decides, I'm no longer going to abuse drugs, you know? Or is this something that you can also choose to do of your own free volition? Or, you know, I don't know, what do you think about that? Because not everyone is going to actually have this experience how you experienced it. So for those who are not opportune, if that's the word, or for those who don't have that experience, what do you have to say to them?
You have to decide. You don't have to wait for this dramatic encounter or drastic encounter to happen in your life. It's about making a choice. Decide to be free from whatever you are doing and be praying. Most importantly, the pivotal point in transformation or changing or walking away from what you used to do that's not right is prayer. Prayer. But if you don't know how to pray,
exactly, I was just going there. I was just going there.
I know you're gonna ask me that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there are a lot of people who don't know how to pray. You know, I'm trying to see how we can, how this can be all encompassing as much as we can. You know, there are some people who, first of all, they are still even struggling to really understand the whole perspective of God. You know, and from that angle. There's some people who feel like, are you going to just tell me 5 steps to quit abusing drugs? Number 1, stay away from bad friends. Number 2, do this. Number 3, do that. Or say I am into armed robbery and I've gotten so neck deep into it. If I say I want to leave now, they're going to come after me. I've heard so many people, there's no how I'm going to say I'm leaving this thing that I'm not have to serve a jail term. And I don't think I want to serve a jail term. You know, I don't think I have the heart to be able to serve a jail term. Is it not better for me to just die? That's why some people end up committing suicide. You know, so I don't know if you get a perspective I'm painting this from. Some people are, you know, when you say God, when you say prayer, people feel like, are you sure that's going to work? Are you sure, like, this is my problem I'm facing? Is that really the solution to it? You know, so I don't know. I feel like, is there something more that can be said? We're going to be taking a couple of calls now so we can have people ask questions and people bring in their contributions. But there's somebody listening right now. Let's say somebody's listening to us and the person is in prison or a police station, and this particular broadcast is being aired loudly, and there's someone listening to us right now in a prison cell. And he's been there, probably even there for something that he actually did. But he's sorry. But as it is now, there's no hope. You know, he cannot exactly see that there is going to be a change or some way, somehow, I'm going to come out of this. So what exactly would you say to this kind of people? You know how they say that sometimes matter the tire rapper. You know, there are some people's scenarios that if they should call in, because we're going to give room for people to call, even if they want to do it by the condition of anonymity, it's fine. You know, if they should tell you their own situation, how they got in, the things that they have done, how many people they have hurt, they feel like, how can I go back right now? What can I do? I don't know if I have the capacity, if I have the heart to drop this thing. Where do I want to start from? After I've started seeing money in how much and how much and how much, how am I going to be able to hold on to my will to say I want to live a good life when I know that if I just threaten somebody and say, hey, give me that bag, I've gotten free money that I did not work for. I don't know if you understand the question I'm asking you.
I understand your question. Before you, let me just start with this one. Yeah?
All right.
Before you can do anything, you need to get to know Holy Spirit. Ask him to help you. You see, repentance is not, we don't have power to repent. Maybe somebody is praying somewhere from their home. Maybe your mother is praying for you, or brother is praying for you, or I myself. Because like in Kogi State, where you are reporting from, I have been to the prisons in Kogi State. I've been in Okene prison. I've been in Kotokeriki prison.
Okay.
And I've spoken to those boys so much. So many, and many of them gave their lives to Christ. And when I left, over 200 were released. Just simple because they gave their lives to Christ.
Wow.
And in Kenneth prison, I paid about 27 of them their fee. You can see the video on my YouTube as a prisoner voice. Yeah? You see some of them, 1,000 naira kept them in Kenneth prison, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10, 20. One other woman, one Yoruba woman, Rekia Dauda, you know, her own was 27, one Muslim lady.
as much as you can, please don't call the names of anybody. As much as you can, let's okay. Let's stick to not calling names. Thank you.
Okay,
yes, please.
Okay, that lady was like 20,000 naira, and I had to sort that very 1 hour. The video is hosted on YouTube. It's up in there, right? Every one of them are fully aware of what we're doing, and all these ones that got this favor to go out, they saw, they heard my testimony. Their life changed, and some of them I have contact relationship with them, talking okay. to them. Some of them I don't have contact with them anymore. Okay. So first of all, you have to give your life to Christ. That's the beginning point. Getting to know the Holy Spirit, because that's the only one that helps us in everything we are doing. We cannot do it by our own. And then you decide to quit. You have to make it, put a conscious effort that I am going to drop this gun. I'm not going to use this gun again. I buy to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to touch bullet again. I'm not going to move another one. I'm not going to move without my own circle of influence, my own circle of friends. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick the kind of friends I used to have. Mm-hmm. These are points that can help you to help people get out of crime easily without struggle. Get rid of your old friends. Make a new friend. And then, you know, enter into a new habit.
Okay.
Cultivate healthy habits.
Okay.
Like, you know, going to sports instead of other things. Do sports or catering, tanning, reading, etc. These habits will keep their minds actively occupied. And leave little room for drug experience and all this kind of experience.
You know, you said something. I'm so sorry for cutting you short, Evangelist Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
Apologies. You said something about ignorance being one of the bedroots as to why a lot of people abuse drugs and go into crime. And of course, you said when knowledge comes in, knowledge like what is happening right now is, you know, a means of this light actually getting into the ears of some of persons who are in this situation. But you talked about reading, habits like reading. You know, there are some people who feel like it's too late to start. I have a primary 6 certificate. I don't even know how to read. How can you, you know, you talked about going to Okene and some other places, and thankfully it's great that you are an Igbo man, and you know, did you not experience a language barrier? You know, how do you get across to some persons who don't even understand English? They live in a world that is very small. I would like to paint it like these people live in a world that is their own world. Like it's what they assume in their heads. They've not seen, they're not exposed. You know, they are not exposed. So they live in their heads.
Yeah.
And some of them don't even understand English. So what can be done about these kind of persons, these kind of people?
What I usually do when I get into a prison, like all these northern prisons, western prisons, except like the Igbo prisons and so on, where I can speak English and Igbo to them.
Okay.
But in other prisons, like where they speak only Hausa and Yoruba and all that, I first of all ask how many people are understanding English here. And if the hands are very high, maybe 70% or 80% are understanding English, I can just drive in without asking for interpreter.
Okay.
But if the hands are quite low, I would say, okay, what language do you understand? When you say Hausa or Yoruba? Okay, who can understand English here that can translate for me? And you see, God always make a provision for one or two people. If you watch some of my videos, you see that there are always some people are interpreting for me. Let me understand, because it's very important that they understand my language.
Very important, actually.
If they don't understand what I am saying, then I've wasted my whole time and wasted their own time.
Okay, that is from you. That is for you and your organization and what you do. All right, so, but let's assume generally, because we are looking at dealing with social vices in the society at large. Does it mean that when we want to get messages that reform prisoners or messages that reform gangsters or messages that reform persons, you know, especially people in prisons, we should be looking at getting transformational messages in indigenous languages? Is that what?
Yes.
All right.
It has to be transformational messages.
In indigenous languages.
Indigenous language, yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Evangelist Christian Chukwuka. Now, what we're going to do is go on a very short break. And after that, I'm going to open the phone line so people can call in through our telephone line, call in through our WhatsApp platform for persons who are listening outside of Nigeria. And of course, we're going to be hearing contributions and questions. All right. If you're just joining in, this is Grace 95.5 FM, the home of entertainment and good talk. And we are broadcasting live from the Confluence City here in Lokoja, Kogi State. And the lady whose voice you can hear, the lady behind the mic, is the queen of the airwaves, Queen Sisan. And I have been with you since about 4 p.m. thereabout till now. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere and do not touch that dial.
It's Romance with the Queen.
Have you ever listened to the Moment with the Queen podcast? Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever state you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome! The Moment with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moments with the Queen Community. Remember, transformation is in action.
Ah, babe. I can't believe I won't see you again till next week. I've really missed you.
Nah, I miss you more.
That's impossible. Because I miss you more.
Me? I miss you like Elodie.
Oh my. Wow, babe. We've been talking for like forever. Oh, yeah. Time to hang up.
No, you hang up.
Okay. Let's hang up on three.
Okay.
One, two, three. You didn't hang up.
Neither did you, Joe.
That's because I don't want to stop hearing your voice.
Aw, babe.
Your pillow talk doesn't have to end when you talk all day long for just 11 co per second to all networks. Dial *311# to get talking right away.
Glow Unlimited.
Terms and condition apply.
If something plenty, how do you say it on the street?
Well, kilo bad is plenty niye.
What if I add more to it?
Ah, okpo niye ke.
Let's say I add more and more.
Oh, bonkpe. Okpo.
So let's say it's now okpo, like a river nko.
Ah, my sister, tawana, perekete.
If I add more nko, waiting past brekete.
Ah, boss, show you the one mean. Nothing past global brekete na.
Yes, sir! Nothing past Globe Brekete. We go give you 600 Naira free airtime as you deactivate the new Glow SIM. Up to 100% bonus for every data plan when you buy. Plus including 700% bonus on every recharge for new Glow customer them. Or the one where they glow before. Just go activate your new Glow SIM. Recharge or buy data. Make you begin to enjoy Brekete. Hey! Carry waka go any Glow authorized dealer to buy your new Glow SIM today.
Glow. Unlimited.
It's Romance with the Queen.
Right, thank you very much for staying with us. If you have been connecting with us since we began, however, if you're just joining in, welcome. There is always room for more. The Queen of the Airwaves is with you. Queen Sisan is my name, and of course, you're listening to us here live at Grace 95.5 FM, the home of entertainment and good talk. I hope you are gracing your night. Mm-hmm. I hope you've been able to pick a thing or two. All right, right about now, we are connected with Evangelist Chukwuka live here in the studio. And of course, if you actually just connecting with us, Evangelist Chukwuka is a life coach, an entrepreneur, a minister, a human rights activist, a father, and a husband. And he is the founder of Abounding Grace Foundation, a non-profit organization dedicated to the reformation of the prison system across Africa. All right, and we have him here in the studio. So if you have not been listening and you're just joining in, please hold on, don't call into the show yet. But if you have been listening and you have questions, you have contributions, or perhaps you have a story that you want to share as quickly as you can ASAP, then of course you can call us on 0703099-3083. Now you can decide whether or not you want to say your name depending on how the kind of information you want to share. All right, so you can say, call us on once again 0703099-3083. I'll take it again. 0703-0993-083. Now, if you're listening to us from outside Nigeria and you also want to contribute to this show, or you want to ask a question, you can call us on +234-905-205-2168. I'll take it again, +234-905-205-2168, or you can simply send a voice note on our WhatsApp platform and we'll take it up from there. All right, hello, good evening, what's your name and where are you calling us from? Your name is Joseph from Lokoja. Joseph from Lokoja, it's good to have you on the show.
I want to ask the evangelist, yes. Why did you join crime in the first place?
All right. Although the evangelist has talked about it, he talked about poverty and he talked about greed. If you have been following the show, he mentioned both, because while he started succeeding a bit in Nigeria, he got really greedy. All right, so 0703-099-3083 is the number to call. Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from? Hello. All right, please do want to call back into the show. Make sure you've gathered your thoughts. Make sure you have a question you want to ask or a contribution you want to give. All right, it's not by force to call, right? Okay. All right, so 0703-099-3083 or +234-905-205-2168. You can connect with us on WhatsApp. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Doing very well.
This is your first time of calling.
Amazing. We have a first time caller on the show. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
It's an inspiration.
Amazing. Okay.
It's inspiring many people because it would feel that God is very great.
Awesome.
Because person can be diving with the things and others of others. That if God touches the person must change.
Okay.
So there is many people like that. You see, there is something people are doing, they don't know implications.
Okay.
And many people that listen to this, they will understand that if God wants to stop you from doing something, definitely, whether good or bad, you must stop that.
All right, thank you very much for calling into the show, even though you did not say your name. However, please say your name and your location, except you want to say something quite sensitive or something that you choose to, perhaps a story you want to share and you don't want your name to be revealed. Only then can you leave out your name. I would call the number again, 0703-099-3083 is the number to call to ask your questions and leave your contributions. Hello, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
Hello, good evening. My name is Energy Anaga One, calling from Lokoja, Croatia.
All right, it's good to have you on the show. Please go right ahead.
Thank you. I'm very much happy to even having this a topic like this. And may God bless. And the little one that I had now, in fact, I'm glad.
I'm happy.
So may God, his friends, the evangelist. You should continue more.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. 0703-099-3083 is the number for you to call. If you're listening and you know you have issues with drug abuse and you genuinely want to stop, all right, you can call in 0703-099-3083. All right, hello, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from? Please turn down the phone.
Hello.
Please turn down.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
John from Lokoja.
All right, John, please go right ahead.
I thank God for the life of Mr. Evangelist.
Thank you.
He has made bold to come out and let us know that what he was doing was the wrong one. Mm-hmm. And I so much appreciate his boldness. May God continue to show his blessings upon you.
Amen.
a lot of people are command and share this type of thing. So thank you.
True that. It takes a lot of confidence. I think that's probably where we're going to draw, where we're going to call to wrap on this particular question. I'm going to be asking the evangelist why he's so bold, you know, to share stories like this on air confidently. You know, a lot of persons would not be this bold. Okay, let's take a couple of more questions. Please turn down the volume on your radio set completely. Yes, hello.
Good evening. I'm Professor Luca Gomez.
Your name is?
My name is Mr. Kekson.
All right.
And my question is, the question I want to ask is myself. Is Kola Nut is on that drug?
Okay. All right, thank you very much for that one. Thank you very much. All right, 0703099-3083 is the number to call to get across to us here in the studio. If you know you have questions that you know that you want to ask, 0703099-3083. Or you have contributions, all right, I'll give room for about two or three more callers. If you want to send a voice note, it's 0905-205-2168. You can also call us via our WhatsApp platform, 0905-205-2168. All right, hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from? All right, please do well to call back into the show and call back as quickly as you can. Hello. Please turn down the volume on your radio set when you call in so that we can take your call. All right. Now, this person says, good evening. Your program is superb, changing lives. Please, I need private counsel with him. Please forward his phone number. Please, Mac from Lokoja. All right. I think we would allow the evangelist leave a phone number where people can reach him for counseling, if he's okay with that, or perhaps the Abounding Grace Foundation's phone number while a quality wrap. All right, hello. Please turn down the volume on your radio set and make sure that you're prepared for the conversation that you're set to get into when you dial the number 0703099-3083. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Deroy. I'm coming
can
from
you
Dakar.
Can you please speak up? Can you please speak up a bit and turn down the volume on your radio set?
I can hear you, Sia.
All right, so go right ahead.
My name is Sia Bajin. I'm calling from Dakar.
All right, so go ahead. What's your question? You said?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. All right, please do want to call back into the show. We can permit one last call, and that's about it. All right, hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening, madam.
Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
Mr. Monday from Olamba, Dikina.
All right, it's good to have you on the show, Mr.
Very Monday. Much impressed the word from the evangelist.
Happy to hear
we pray that those in the same position change.
Amen.
So that they can have a new life in Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in all the way from Dekina. We are happy to have you as well. All right, that's the much we can take on calls for now. However, if you feel like what you have to share is really pressing, you would just have to use an SMS. All right, but quickly now, I would go to you, Evangelist Christian. One of the callers said is very profound. It said, indeed, it is really remarkable that you are not... Is the word scared now? Is he ashamed? I don't even know which one to use. But tell us what gives you this boldness to talk about your past in a way that is so confident and attractive at the same time.
Thank you. I still have to say that it's only this work of God. If not God, I wouldn't be speaking the way I'm speaking, because I remember I had completely, I will tell you, I had primary sixth education. I don't know how to speak English, I don't know anything. And while I was in Europe, I just only tried to learn Swedish to be able to communicate. I can speak Swedish very well than English. So all of a sudden, when God gave me this calling, I realized that there's no way I can do it. I asked, Lord, how can I speak when I don't know how to speak English? When he asked me to go to Nigeria to do this work. So he said to me, open your mouth and I will feel it. Since that time, my tongue changed, everything changed. You see that transformation. It's amazing. Only God that did it. It's not really by my power at all. To
amazing.
Be honest.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much for that. Now, while I really want to thank you so much, Evangelist, for joining in on the show, I would allow you to say your final words now, and thereafter we'll call to wrap. Is there something you want to say to someone listening, your final words? And please call a number that people can reach you on, and from there we'll conclude. So please go right ahead.
Okay, my number is 08105373381. 08105373381. That's my personal number direct. And you can get me also on my YouTube, Prisoner Voice, because it's Prisoner Voice. You can see all the videos of my prison outreach there.
Prisoner Voice.
Prisoner, like P-R-I-S-O-N-E-R. Prisoner, then voice.
And then the number is V-O-I-C-E. Yeah. Prisoner Voice.
V-O-I-C-E.
And then the number is 08105373381.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Please go right ahead. Your final words.
And people are ready. Yeah, that's exactly my number. And then the last one I want to say to you is that if you have been doing anything like crime or having a drug issue or something, please feel free to call me, yeah? But if you are shy to talk about it, just be down on your knees and just say, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. You don't have to be a powerful Bible reader to be able to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Once you submit yourself and say, help me, trust me, the help will come. And then you start to take your work of transformation and renewing of your mind. You begin to renew your mind. Don't go back to anywhere you exit from. If you exit from drug dealing or exit from gunshot or whatever, don't look behind. Just keep moving forward. Because the reason why Lot's wife turned to heap of salt was because she looked at Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. She was thinking about the jewelries and all the things that she left behind, and she lost her life. So don't look behind. When you leave anyone, any crimes, any whatever you are doing wrong before, when you leave them, don't look behind. Just march forward, please. Yeah?
Amazing.
And Holy Spirit will help you.
Amazing. Thank you so much. That's such a way to close this. Don't look behind. Once you choose to quit this life, to quit drugs, to stop the whole gangsterism, to ask yourself, why am I on this earth? Don't look behind. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir, for being on the show. We hope to have you another time. Yes, 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 yes. Of course, perhaps there will be more reasons to have you, you know, live here at Grace 95.5 FM. Thank you so much for connecting with us. This is what we're going to say. Goodbyes.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. If you have been tuned in, I'm going to go on a very short line of break, and thereafter I would come back to say my final thoughts.
It's romance with the queen.
All right, this is The Moments with the Queen Show, and I'm your host, Queen Sisan is my name. I want to say a very big thank you if you have been connected with us. The Moments with the Queen Show happens every Friday evening by 7 p.m. here on Grace 95.5 FM. You can set an alarm for it. Trust me, it is worth it. Now, what happens here on this show is simply a radical mind shift. You know how we talked about renewing your mind? Yes, that's what happens when you listen to The Moments with the Queen. And, you know, if you're listening to this and, you know, sometimes until you make the decision, actually every time, until you decide in your heart that I want to stop this, it starts with seeing what you're doing as something that you want to leave, as something that you detest, as something that is not right. Somebody once said, you don't ask yourself, why do I breathe? Because you know that you're supposed to be breathing, like, you know, it's just normal. So you don't feel weird when you're breathing. You don't feel like you're doing something wrong when you're breathing, because you know that's how you're supposed to live. But when you know that, you go into the beer parlor and you stay there, you get drunk, and you know, you come back and people are complaining, there's this void you feel in your heart, whatever it is that you do that you probably know that takes away the essence of your being. And when I mean the essence of your being, I mean all that you are. What makes you valid as a human being? You know, because we like to hide under so many things. Some people hide under drugs. Some people hide with under pride. You know, some people hide under age. You know, I'm at so-and-so age, so you cannot tell me what to do. a man who wants to change has to drop down all those walls. You know, I was going to say something while I did the news earlier today. It's a quote. It says, change is inevitable. You will change. You can change from bad to worse. You could change from bad to good. You could always change. Change is inevitable. But growth.